Let's move down to verse 37. Six, the words which God sent unto the children of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ. He is the Lord of all. That word I say, ye know, which was published throughout all Judea and began from Galilee after the baptism which John preached, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good, healing all that was oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. And we are witnesses of all things which he did both in the land of the Jews and in Jerusalem, whom you slew and hanged on a tree. Him God raised up the third day and showed him openly, not to all the people, but unto witnesses chosen before of God, even to us, who did eat and drink with him after he rose from the dead. And he commanded us to preach unto the people and to testify that it is he which was ordained of God to be the judge of the quick and the dead. That's really what that quick means, living, live. To him gave all the prophets witness, that through his name, whosoever believe in him shall receive remission of sin. Listen to this. Verse 44. While Peter yet spake these words, the Holy Ghost fell on all them that heard the word. Now here's the apostle follow this trend all the way through. You can see it. Here's Peter preaching to these Gentiles. This was the Gentile people. They got born again while he was preaching because they believed and received. And then when they received, I'm telling you, then the Holy Ghost fell on them. And look what happened. Because they said in verse 44, while Peter yet spake these words, the Holy Ghost fell on them which heard the word. And they are the circumcision. That means that those fellows that came with Peter, the other Jewish fellow, they had a hard time believing. Because look what it said. And they are the circumcision which believe was astonished. It shocked them. Because see, they didn't think God would give the Holy Spirit, give eternal life, and people get baptized in the Holy Spirit like they did. But they couldn't deny it. They was astonished, as many as came with Peter, because that on the Gentile also were poured out the gifts of the Holy Ghost. How did they know? For they heard them speak with tongues and magnify God. Then Peter said, can any man forbid water? What you gonna do? Here we see the mixed race of people got filled with the Holy Ghost. Here we see now the Gentile people got filled. What are you gonna do? Are you gonna believe what somebody else's opinion? Or are you gonna take the scripture? I believe this is God's infallible, perfect truth been given to us, sealed in blood. And whoever believe it and receive it, God will manifest. He'll give it, prove it, manifest it to you and prove to you. And you'll know in your own heart, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that this is the truth. But if you listen to opinion of men and theories and doctrine and denomination and stuff, you'll be confused. But if you go to the Word of God and say, Holy Spirit, I want to know the truth. That's how I got it. And I'm thoroughly convinced. So no use of coming to me trying to argue and say this and that and that and that. I have the witness on the inside of me stronger than what you're saying. and he's the Holy Spirit. I'm fully persuaded. I've seen him, he proven himself to me personally and collectively as well, too many times. So Johnny, you're too late. So I want you to be convinced, because in these days, you need a friend. You need this great comforter. You need the Holy Ghost. You need him. He's a friend that'll never leave you, and he is for you, and he'll be with you everywhere you go, and he'll never let you down. So, God wants his church to have all that he gave. And he gave us the mighty Holy Spirit and his gifts. We ain't even talked about the gifts. But we want you to see clearly that it's scripture. It is New Testament teaching. It is what the Bible said. Every believer should be filled with the Holy Spirit and speak with other tongues and magnify God. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for the great new birth, because without that, nobody can experience you. We thank you for giving us the mighty Holy Spirit that empowers men and women to walk this mighty walk of faith, cast out devils, speak with other tongues, intercede for those who don't know it, don't know. Take authority and use our authority over the devil. I pray, Father, throughout this listening audience, that men's eyes will come open, their heart will be open, say, God, I want all that you have. I thank you for filling men's. I thank you, Lord, for them becoming hungry, being set free. I break the power of that devil over every person that listened to me. The devil had lied to them about the Holy Spirit, that they was received. And they will allow him to have his proper place in their hearts. We thank you for it. We give you glory. We give you praise. And Father, I thank you this truth reigns, and you confirm it with signs following, demonstration of your power throughout this day, throughout this year, until you return, that we see your power explode. And men and women all over this earth get born again and filled with the Holy Ghost, set free from the work of the devil, and turned on by the power of God. We thank you for it, and we praise you in the name of Jesus.